It's Friday, January 21st, 2022. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. University of Nevada, Reno President Brian Sandoval is defending his decision to begin the spring semester with mostly in-person classes this week. His comments in an interview with KRNV come after a group of faculty members called for a two-week classroom closure in the face of unprecedented growth in COVID-19 cases. The new semester began Tuesday. Sandoval points to high vaccination rates among students and faculty and the desire from students to have in-person learning. Sandoval says roughly 90% of students are vaccinated against COVID-19, a vaccination rate that is about 26% higher than the vaccination rate in Washoe County. He said 98% of faculty and staff are vaccinated. As a note of disclosure, the Board of Regents to the Nevada System of Higher Education owns the license to this station, and all station staff are employed by UNR. The Washoe County Health District is looking to improve its contact tracing due to the region's spike in COVID-19 cases. The district has added a self-survey that will be sent via text message to anyone 18 and older who tests positive for COVID. Residents will be asked to fill out a form and provide contact information of those they have exposed. Western governors want to use funds from budget surpluses to combat the effects of climate change. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Rising tax revenues and federal relief packages have fed Western state coffers. Idaho Governor Brad Little during his State of the State address.
We have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. Our budget is balanced. We have robust reserves.
Little wants to invest $150 million into firefighting. The Republican has acknowledged climate change's role in intensifying the flames. In New Mexico, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham wants $2.5 million to fund a climate change bureau. Meanwhile, Republican Governor Spencer Cox of Utah is proposing $500 million for water conservation in his parched state. And in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis says more than $400 million should go to things like electric buses and trucks and monitoring carbon emissions. The Democrat is also proposing $75 million for firefighting. In December, Colorado saw the most destructive wildfire in its history. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
With Nevada hospitals reporting a staffing crisis, Governor Steve Sisolak highlighted a program Wednesday that's enlisting nursing students to help meet the demand for medical providers. Health officials are reporting that some medical facilities are struggling to keep their doors open due to sick staff. The governor says as many as 250 nursing apprentices could be drawn from among the nearly 900 students in accredited nursing programs statewide. The Nevada Hospital Association has extended its crisis declaration for a third week, as hospitals in Las Vegas and surrounding Clark County have formally requested staffing help from Sisolak. It's election year, and so far, incumbent Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak has reported more in campaign funds than all his Republican challengers. Sisolak reported raising $4.5 million last year. Republicans hope to make gains in the midterms, but Sisolak's fundraising gives him an advantage in battleground Nevada. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack testified on Capitol Hill this week ahead of discussions about the nation's next farm bill. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The farm bill is a giant package of legislation that's renewed every 5 years or so. It contains everything from income support for farmers and ranchers in our region to funding for rural development and food stamps. The current bill expires in 2023, and lawmakers are beginning to craft its replacement. Vilsack told lawmakers in the House Agriculture Committee that the next bill needs to look at programs that revamp a, quote, extractive economy in rural ranching and farm towns.
I think it's going to be important for us as we look forward to try to develop what is called a circular economy, in which the wealth is created and stays in rural areas.
Vilsack says right now many rural communities grow vast amounts of America's food, but it's sold and packaged far away, so they lose out on some wealth. For instance, he wants to see meat and crops processed more locally. The House Agriculture Committee will begin crafting a new farm bill at the end of this month. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And finally today, the town of Truckee has entered an agreement with a local land trust to put $500,000 toward the preservation of an open space in the region. The Sierra Sun is reporting that the funding will be used for trail construction and maintenance at Canyon Springs in eastern Truckee. The Truckee Donner Land Trust recently acquired the 290-acre property for more than $11 million in order to protect the wildlife habitat. Those are your morning news headlines for this Friday, January 21st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.